Yeah, but it's got a good picture.
Okay. Zivazon, Reish Mem Aleph. We're by the Dalit.
Tuesday. Headaches on Tuesday.
I don't have a headache.
Oh.
V'chlal chayva asa adam v'ilamai. Included in the obligation of man in his world, harei kol echad v'ilam katan v'fnei atzmai. He's emphasizing the word v'ilamai. Man's obligation in his world. So what he's saying is that every person is a small world unto their own. Every person has unique conditions that are associated to his nature and his, the source of his neshama. Lo harizeh karizeh. No two people are equal. Ve'eza oedem shu nimtze zutachos chevasai. And whichever world each specific person is, that is the purpose of, that is his goal and his obligation. Chomesh mitzvos v'yahavtas Hashem elikecha v'chol levavcha. Just like the mitzvah of love Hashem your God with all of your heart was said to each and every individual in their specific stage, he should love with all of his heart, all of his soul, and all of his abilities. And that all of the strengths of his soul, he should invest in the love of Hashem. So also, in the general obligation of man in his world, is each and every person according to his specific situation. And just like this is the obligation of each and every individual according to their specific potential, this not only applies to the person, to the person's koiches in general, but it applies to each and every person according to their conditions and situations, specifically to each and every time, meaning that I have to evaluate what my purpose is now, besides the big picture of what my purpose is in life. A person has to evaluate their current situation and what Hashem wants from them at that specific time.
That's why I've always found it somewhat difficult when people try to define those mitzvahs. Right? They try to give parameters for those mitzvahs.
Which
one? What that means exactly. Or
meaning, since the system applies differently to every individual.
Well, yeah.
Well, it depends. All you're saying is that the b'chol levavcha my Bechol Levavos, because not similar to your Bechol Levavos, because we have a different. Each person has to give over their Yetzara to Hashem. Well, each and every we have different Yetzaras. We have different things to forfeit to Hashem. The parameters are just our general parameters. Even when a person finds himself in a very lowly situation, and then upatam hashkira gia, lahasik dreikas b'Hashem. He's not exempt from investing toil to achieve connection to Hashem. K'moishi yesh mitzvah dreikas b'Hashem ve'eis kiasak shemayim. Just like there's a mitzvah to connect to Hashem when the person is on a very lofty level, kishamata, because as the pasuk says, even when I ascend to the heavens, you are there. Meaning when the person is on a high level, and he feels the love of Hashem with a lofty connection. So also, there is a connection to Hashem when the person is on a very lowly level. As it says, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, when I lower myself, when I'm lowered to the depths, you are there. It says in the pasuk, "Mimamakim kirosicho Hashem," from the depths, I call out to you, Hashem. Pidush al zayim bar mekabrin schizigan aleinu. The Kabrin Rebbe explained this pasuk, and the teichim ke aklipis, mehemani nimtza, that from within the depths of the klipis where I find myself, Hashem kirosicho, from there I call you. Meshama Yaina Navi, as Yaina Navi says, Mibetan Sha'il Shivati, from the stomach of the Sha'il, I call out to you, Shemata Kodim, you have heard my voice. Like the Siddur, it says in the Pasuk, Yamki Eda Kubigay Talmoves, even when I walk in the shadow of death, Yidoda, I do not fear evil kiyatimah because you are with me. For the Beis Yehudi Magish ki Adam Echoshech Badi, even when a Jew feels that his world is darkened for him, he doesn't find anything to strengthen himself with, his obligation at that time is also to connect to Hashem. As it says in the Pasuk, Echazik David Vashem Lekov, and David strengthened himself with Hashem is God. Shaperish meaning Shalayahayalaymalaschazik, which means that he had nothing to strengthen himself with, only with the fact that Hashem is his God. Aderech ben Amaschadu Neaviv. Like a child who is beseeching his father. Shem Chacham, if the child is wise, Yisrabek Alav V'Amelech, he will cry to his father, the king, he will cry strongly, Mitzakakoras Amatzav, recognizing his situation, and he'll say, Nafalti V'Pach, I have fallen into a trap. Kachu kachu sisi. This is what I have done. Masa mashalei ayosu. Act that should not have been committed. Achdam ke b'gval shani b'masa b'kai shofu v'nivza. But because I am in such a low level, mi yirachem alai. Who is going to have compassion on me? I'm lay alto avi yirachma. Not you, my compassionate father. And then, as David HaMelech says, even when I dwell in the end of the sea, even there, your hand will lead me. I feel that Tavati be vain with Sula, but she was a shetifasli. Even though I have sunk in the swamp. Hashem's hand leads us there as well. So basically what he's saying is that the person is to connect. The person is not exempt from connecting to Hashem no matter what level they're in.
Except as we learned in the shir yesterday when he's been cut off.
Well, if the person would be able to connect, then he should connect them too. So that the person is just totally, when the person is in that stage, he's totally unaware. Totally disconnected. And he needs someone else to come along and connect him. Reconnect. Yep. Perhaps there is, even though maybe there isn't a person that can reconnect. There might be situations that will awaken a person. Much before Ninveh. Never had a Nefesh the Kedushas to begin with. Right? But when they were told that you guys don't shape up, you're out of here. Right? So that gave them some kind of connection to be able to repent. Perhaps there's different things that can reconnect a person. Well, there was a Jewish Shomer Eliezer ben Derdaya, and it was along this path that the tshuva of Eliezer ben Derdaya came about. When Eliezer ben Derdaya was on a very, very low level, after he had committed the most despicable acts, there wasn't a harlot in the world that he hadn't explored. Davka Oz is Oder B'tshuva. It was when he had reached the lowest level possible. He was awakened with tshuva, kenyach reshe ben birkov, until he placed his head between his knees, v'gov v'chia, and he sobbed, ash yotzon shmosay, until his neshama left him. Yotza baska v'amra, and a heavenly voice came out and said, Rabbi Eliezer ben Derdaya, mizum l'chai v'adam haba. Eliezer ben Derdaya is prepared for the world to come. Amru Sham, and it says in the Gemara there, the Bokha Rebbe cried when he heard this. He said, Yesh kind of Elam of Shach is somebody who's able to acquire their Elam Haba in 1 hour. And his entire life was a life of Averis. Then the last hour, he did Shubha. It's not only that, not only is he Yavadam Abba, he's called Rebbe Eliezer ben Derdaya. That's what he's called. They call him Rebbe. And the Baskel called him Rebbe. And the heavenly voice called him Rebbe Eliezer ben Derdaya. He's going to have Yavadam Abba. What does that mean that he's called Rebbe? He's a Divrei Shmuel. That from heaven he was called Rebbe because he became the Rebbe of Bali Chula at that point.
It's not going to be as easily turned into a
because he invented a new path. That people can acquire their world in 1 hour.
Even so,
meaning that a person can achieve a connection to Hashem even when they're on the lowest level. That is the obligation of man in his world. Even though he had fallen to the lowest of the depths, the Jew is able to nullify his essence and his self to Hashem, and he feels like absolutely nothing. Hashem accepts his tshuva. And he merits to fulfill his obligation in his world.
Okay, let's see. Why? Because it says,
this is in the pasuk that says, you are connected to Hashem, your God, you are all alive today. Meaning, and the Jew connects to Hashem. He accepts today a new sustenance. And he acquires his world in 1 hour.
I think you're saying you never give up hope. At least I missed part of it. But just don't give up.
Don't bother with the tshuva elyona.
Why?
Because he could just do it in a second.
Yeah, but he's not the same level. Not the same level. But I think he's giving encouragement for those who saying I can never get anywhere. Never give up hope. Even this guy who was the worst of the worst the whole life and in 1 hour. Is that what he's saying? Is that what we're learning from that?
There's always that focus on it's all that 1 hour. It's that at the lowest level you could still do it.
Right.
That's the piece. Right.
It was one of those harlots that made him do this. She gave him. She told him, "You don't seem to care about Adam Hava or something like that." She like, and that's when he realized.
So what about her?
Nothing goes unpunished. I'm sure she's rewarded for that too. This was his regret was so deep.
Okay,
he died.
The conflict of that just 1 hour process.
Is
that
also? Is it considered him giving up his life on the condition?
I don't know. I don't know if he was trying to die. I think it was just a result of his
remorse.
And it doesn't say that that's a tshuva elyona.
No. He said that there was a yid that came to the Rav Maida Lejan. He said that he had committed an avera. That obviously the person felt very bad about. And he came to the Rav Maalech and asked the Rav Maalech to help him do tshuva.
We can never offer those questions.
So the Rav Maalech said to him, okay, if you really want to do tshuva, you have to first understand who you sinned against. So Rabbi Melech gave him a whole shmuz of godless avodah, Hashem's greatness. It's a long shmuz about Hashem's greatness, and he brought this Jew to a high of how great Hashem was, just how great Hashem is. And then he said, "Okay, now that you know how great Hashem is, let's talk about how terrible an avodah is." He went into talk about how terrible an avodah is. He said, "Okay, now." It was a long process, the whole shmuz that he gave him. And then he said to the Jew, "Okay, now say Hashamnu."
"Say what?"
"Now say Hashamnu." And after having that whole experience with the Galdas Abuya, as soon as he said Hashamnu, he fainted. As soon as he said Hashamnu, he fainted. If a Jew would really have any idea of what. Who we're sinning against? Who is and what the Avera does? The Tshuva experience wouldn't just be. They went out every day. They revived him, and the Melech told him to come back the next day. They went through the process again. He said, "But God, fainted again." Just like there's a concept of a person's obligation in a general sense, the recognition of one's purpose in his life is what gives the person a sense of direction in his life, in all of his actions. And it is upon this goal that the person has to place his eyes on everything that he toils. So also there is the obligation, one's obligation in their world that is relevant to each and every person specifically. Well, be the Isim Arizal, as it is brought from Arizal, that no two people are equal from the day that the world was created. And each and every person has a mission and a purpose that are unique that he has to correct and refine in his world. And it's to this end that a person has to place his focus. How does a person know what is their obligation in the world? See everybody getting out to the edge of their chairs. Amru tzaddikim said, "Shadama shemargish way is gavras yitzer b'yitzer." That it is the thing that the person feels that he has the strongest yitzhahara towards. Simon, that is the simon shazayik yudav tachlisa v'elamai. Is the simon that is the person's main purpose in his world is to overcome that yitzhahara.
Or to get more than one.
What?
Or to get more than one yitzhahara.
That's how one. Are they all like linked? You think you have more than one? Are they like linked in some way?
I think.
Do they come from the same root or something?
Probably see a psychiatrist.
that doesn't help you.
No, they'll be able to tell you where it's all stemming from.
Nah. No, they just know how to write a prescription.
Oh, okay. Psychologist.
But I love my parents.
Hi, Domino. He also said, "Shafilu mekayim kol ha-Torah mitzvahs." Even if a person observes all of Torah mitzvah, in le'tikin yehudayim yuchad, if the person did not fulfill their specific mission, Nimtza shleim mila chayvosav tafkida ba'elamai. So then he hasn't fulfilled his obligation and purpose in this world. So the beginning of that person's avodah would be to clarify what is that specific thing that for which he has come down to this world. Once a person will realize this, he will know that is something that he can't forfeit for anything. That is his purpose here. That is something that he has to be constantly prepared for battle, and he has to be prepared for much self-sacrifice. He's obligated to overcome this specific area. And through this, he will achieve his chiyuv, his obligation in his world.
Why does it keep coming back as a gilgul over and over again? Is that?
Yes. So this was in the area of Sur Meirah, meaning that keeping away from evil, the person needs to, if you want to know what your main, the person needs, wants to know what their main tachlis in this world is, he has to see where his main yetzer is. The same applies to Asay Toiv. Yesh l'chol erechad inim yuchad shechonon Hashem yizboro shal yodah yisala. There's a specific mitzvah that a person has a special yearning towards. Each person, one person is Torah, one person is Chesed. Specific mitzvah sometimes. By a person contemplating his strengths, a person can recognize what is this specific opinion that is relevant to his chiyuv, his specific chiyuv.
You've said before that one of the Yetzirah's most successful strategies is to persuade the person that this is a good thing that he's doing. This is some class of mitzvah. So it's likely that the Yetzirah that you initially identified is not the real one. Rather, it's something that you're considering good. That's actually the Yetzirah that you have to defeat, huh?
Yeah.
So just because you say, gee, I have a temptation to do X, Y, Z, that might not be the thing.
You have to first...
Might be, though.
No, you have to first verify that that is actually something that's worthwhile.
Success.
Yeah.
Saying that's not halachah, you know that a tolush, an esna of a tolush is mutter of a chubar,
That's a little bit more.
Osir for Kabbalah. You say what we have,
you don't know what we learned, sir. Give us enough homework for it. So the next week. By the time we get back here next week, I expect everybody to know what their purpose in the world is.
The whole space.
And the following week, we will have to achieve it.
No more than 5 pages.
Is the rope's purpose to build a new shul? That
I sure hope not, because once it's built, I have still haven't fulfilled my purpose.
I think Ronnie's point is a good point, though. And there are probably multiple things that all tie into one.
Yeah, probably.
One Shurish Natiya, you know.
The worship object, which is awesome, this
Mamar Shani. Hey, you know what? Let's stop here. See you next week.